The following message was received today by email from outgoing president of the faculty club, Jane Permall. It includes lots of thank yous. We add our own thank yous to those blog readers and others back in the day who prevented the club's demolition, a history we pointed to in a prior blog posting. From the email. To valued members of the faculty club. Re 2021-22, highlights, news, acknowledgement and gratitude. As my term as president of the faculty club's board of governors comes to an end today, I'm writing to recap some of the highlights of this last year, share more important news, and offer my thanks to the many of the people who have made my term so rewarding. First, let me acknowledge that our efforts to reopen after the long closure were difficult. Many factors contributed, including pandemic-related supply chain issues that caused a significant delay in getting the needed occupancy permits. In addition, staffing shortages that are pervasive throughout the hospitality sector have been a significant challenge. I realize that these delays tried your patience, be assured they tried mine as well as that of board members and staff too. On the positive side, our limited reopening on the 18th of July has been a success. Many of you much missed members have returned for coffee dates and lunches. It's wonderful to see the club buzzing with activity again. Allow me to share wonderful and exciting news. Thanks to an extraordinarily generous gift of $1.6 million from Sherry and Don Morrison, we now have the funding we need to undertake a critical project for which we did not have the budget during our recent renovation project. The Morrison's gift will enable us to undertake an extensive remodel of the west side of the club's main hallway. In partnership with UCLA administration, which is funding crucial plumbing and sewer work under the front terrace, the project will allow us to enlarge the north restrooms, making them gracious and accessible. By capturing space currently occupied by two closets, two unused phone booths, and a portion of the custodian's closet, we can add a single occupancy restroom, which can also serve as a green room, family room, or bride's room. If budget allows, we will also be able to enlarge and upgrade our telecom closet and make improvements to the lobby. Just last week, the construction fence for this project went up to begin this latest project. Working with UCLA Capital Programs, UCLA Facilities Management, and General Manager Luciano Sorto, we anticipate that the project will require 13 months. Much of the work can be done from the west side of the building, that is, from the outside going in, which we hope will minimize disruptions to members and guests. As you return to the club, please check out our many new and wonderful improvements, including the attractive new main patio with drought-tolerant landscaping, the lovely new Miller Moran patio off the Sequoia Room, named for Bruce Miller and Jennifer Moran, the completely redone downstairs lounge, now named the Sherry Bar and Lounge, in honor of Professor Sherry Morrison, the beautiful bronze fountain by George Zutakawa near the front entrance, which was purchased by UCLA in 1965, but which had been in storage for more than 10 years. The four redone fireplaces with environmentally friendly ethanol-fueled inserts. The well-functioning HVAC system. The fabulous new restrooms on the south side of the building. The accessible entrances in the front of the building, at the south entrance, and off parking lot A. In the south hallway, the gorgeous suite of reproductions representing the Pacific Ocean by Joseph Young, originally created in 1962. The many improvements to the attractiveness of the Coral Grill. The beautiful new exterior lighting. These improvements would not have been possible without the extraordinary efforts and hard work of the following individuals. Eric Hagen, Senior Project Manager, UCLA Capital Programs. Clover Lynn, Senior Associate, more Rubel-Udall Architects and Planners. Susan Santon, Associate Vice Chancellor UCLA Capital Programs. Luciano Sorto, General Manager, UCLA Faculty Club. Kelly Schmader, Assistant Vice Chancellor UCLA Facilities Management. Mario Violik, Principal, More Rubel-Udall Architects and Planners. Buzz Udall, Partner, More Rubel-Udall Architects and Planners. A special thanks is also owed to Michael Beck, Administrative Vice Chancellor, for his crucial interest in and support of this project. I must also give a heartfelt thank you to the many sustaining members and committed donors whose contributions towards the renovation project enabled us to raise more than $4 million, an all-time record for the club. And please join me in thanking Vicky Steele for her incredible efforts in leading the fundraising effort and acquiring many of the furnishings and artworks for the faculty club. She truly is the volunteer extraordinaire of the UCLA Faculty Club. With our full opening date of the 22nd of September just 3 weeks off, let me update you on staffing. With immense gratitude, I wish to recognize the extraordinary efforts of the longtime stalwart staff who have stayed with us. Louis Servants, Banquet Head Chef. Jasmine Dad, Catering Sales Coordinator. Raymond Yurt, Food Services Supervisor I. Salvador Yurt, Food and Beverage Lead Server. Jill Perry, Accounts Receivable and Membership. Rodolfo Ramos, Food and Beverage Services. Armel Silva, Catering Sales Coordinator. Betty Elizabeth Vasquez, Food Services Supervisor. Please also welcome the following new staff. Gerardo Quito, Marketing and Graphic Design Coordinator. Robert Ito, Executive Chef. Cherise Rutledge, HR and Executive Assistant. Currently we are in the process of recruiting for the following positions. Food and Beverage Manager. Fiscal Officer. Wait Staff. Cooks. Custodians. As for the Board of Governors, my heartfelt thanks to the three hardworking members who are rotating off the board. Julie Kwan, past president. Albert Orbin, member at large. Robert Friel, member at large. And I look forward to working with the three incoming board members. Claudia Mitchell Kernan, president-elect. Kim Fall, member at large. Rosina Becerra, member at large. Please join me in congratulating Caroline Streeter, who steps in as president on the 1st of September. In moving on as past president, I will continue actively to serve you, your family, friends and colleagues, as well as the well-being of our revered faculty club. See you in September and beyond. Jane S. Permall, outgoing president.